A new study from the Economic and Social Research Institute, the ESRI, has found there's a pressing need to address the challenges faced by parents when it comes to their children's online safety. Dr. Deirdre Robertson is a senior research officer with the ESRI, and she's here to tell us more about their findings. So if you'd start maybe, Deirdre, by telling us what this research was about and what you found.
Sure. So children and adolescents are spending more time online than ever before. And this was a large review of the international literature. So we looked at nearly 300 studies to look at what are the effects of digital technologies broadly on children and adolescents' well-being, what are the challenges facing parents, and what are possible policy and public health interventions that could help.
Okay, so what did you find?
So we found that when you look on average in these big studies at digital devices, and digital devices is a really broad definition. It can mean smartphones, laptops, tablets, gaming consoles, social media platforms. When we look overall, there are small negative or no effects on children and adolescents in terms of their well-being. However, there are effects on some people. So it depends on the child, on the child's age, on the type of device that they're using. So when you break digital devices down and you look, for example, at television versus social media, there tend to be slightly more negative effects of social media. And we know that children are facing some risks online when it comes to inappropriate content that they're viewing, so very violent or sexualized content, or contracts. So for example, losing money on gaming platforms where they have to pay money for loot boxes and other risks like that.
And it feels a bit for a lot of parents, what they're worried about is in terms of all of that, particularly the social media, that it's a bit of a wild west out there and they don't know where their child is going.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And there is research in Ireland and in other countries that there can be a gap between what parents think their children are viewing and what children actually are. So in Ireland, the most recent research found that less than 1 in 5 children had told their parents when they had viewed something online that was distressing. So I think you're absolutely right. There is a gap there.
And there have been, how do we protect children? Because there's the issue of regulation and where the regulation should come from.
Yeah, it needs a coordinated effort. So the important thing is, I think, that the research is saying parents can't do this alone, that as you say, you know, there is unregulated content. So there is no silver bullet policy solution. So in this review, we just looked at what possible interventions are out there. So for example, age verification and having robust measures for age verification might be one measure where children are not accessing platforms that have content that's inappropriate for their age. We know that content reporting is problematic because the way that people can report content now is not so easy to find. So having some standardized mechanism for content reporting may be effective. Having some sort of way of interventions for parents, kind of tips and tricks to try and help children, might be effective as well.
On one level, the age verification sounds like it's a simple solution, but then you get into, you know, what form of verification, what form of ID would be used, and do you really want Elon Musk or another big tech giant owning your child's online data like that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And as I say, I mean, the age verification part is outside the scope of my expertise in this report. We're looking at what my work. I mean, I suppose that data is already owned when people are signing up to accounts. And that is one of the contract risks that children face, is exposure of their data to online platforms that they may not realise what they're giving away.
Somebody once described it as it's a bit like when motor cars were invented, but we haven't got the rules of the road. Is that what the digital world is like for a lot of children at the moment?
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment, is because there's media content out there, but it is unregulated. We know that, for example, adolescent boys are being promoted with very misogynistic and extremist content online as soon as accounts are set up. Work from DCU has shown that. So I think it's fair to say that the lack of regulation of content is a problem.
So listening to you, parents might be worried. On the other hand, we had that DCU study earlier this week that showed smartphone bans have little or no impact on education or online bullying or well-being in students. How do people square all of that?
Well, we say the same, actually, that the evidence on smartphone bans is inconclusive. So one of the big studies in the UK that looked at this compared schools that had bans and schools that didn't. But what they found was that overall, the amount of time that the children and adolescents were spending on phones was not different between the schools that had bans and that didn't have bans. So we don't have long-term research on what the effectiveness is, but we conclude the same.
And parents could always get off their phones themselves as well, couldn't they?
Well, unfortunately, all of us are on our phones too much. That could help.
Dr. Deirdre Robertson, Senior Research Officer with the ESRI, thank you very much for coming into us. The time now exactly 7:30.